The other exercise that I have done in writing workshops, which I find has always led to interesting things, is an exercise around found poetry. This is something that I did myself in a new index for predicting catastrophes. There are 13 poems that are composed of text and only text that is found from within one of my own scientific articles. So there's the poem, and then there's the scientific article that's footnoted. I found that that was another way to kind of support the coexistence of more than one truth or more than one way of knowing. So I found it really useful to do myself. And then at one point, I wondered if it would be useful for others to do it. So as an exercise, I take one of my papers and I give it to the group. And for the most part, these people, these groups of people, whether they're undergrads or community members, they probably have never read a primary scientific article because, well, why would they? Like, they don't need to. You know, most of the science that we hear about is sufficiently covered by, like, Scientific American or the media or something like that. So they, first of all, discover the very peculiar structure and language of how scientists communicate to one another. But then they also kind of are confronted with the richness of the vocabulary contained within. Anyway, I ask them to write a found poem based on the article. So I instruct them to make a list of about, I don't know, 30 to 50 words that they encounter as they read the article. And I insist that they don't have to understand everything that they're reading. And then I tell them that they're going to have to make a poem out of those words. So, and if they're not used to writing poetry, then I sort of help them out by suggesting that they want to have a mixture of nouns and adjectives and verbs and so on, just so that they'll have something to work with. But of course, somebody can also write a brilliant poem composed only of nouns, I tell them. It's just a little harder to do that. So then they attempt that. I'll say, okay, and I'm at the front. I have this, they have a paper version and I have an electronic version. And I'm at the front here. I'm here. I'm your like dictionary thesaurus person here in the sense of they're not allowed to ask me what words mean. But they can ask me, like, if they're starting to compose their poem and they happen to need like a therefore, or I don't know, or a red or something, you know, then I'll say I can search the article for that. So it's a really fun exercise. And it always leads to really interesting poetry. I've done it with high school students, too. It's phenomenal what they come up with. It's amazing.